It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is headed to Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Senate. His win is a pickup for Democrats trying to gain a majority in the Senate, while races in other states are still undecided. Hickenlooper outpolled incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Republican Lauren Boebert is the apparent winner in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Boebert is a political newcomer who's become well-known across the country for her strong embrace of President Trump and gun rights and her attacks on Democrats. She gave her victory speech from her restaurant in Rifle.
I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. I'm an ordinary, average citizen, just like all of you. And we're tired of politicians. We're fed up with it. And that's why we're doing our part.
Boebert defeated 5-term incumbent Congressman Scott Tipton in the primary earlier this year. She's the first woman to represent the district, which stretches from western Colorado to Pueblo. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
All 6 incumbent Colorado U.S. House members won re-election Tuesday. Democrat Jason Crow says one main priority during his second term will be getting control of the coronavirus pandemic.
We have to get aid to our small businesses, to our schools, to our local communities, and address this with the focus and the discipline that I know that we can and beat the pandemic.
Colorado represents District 6. Jason Crow, that is, represents Colorado's District 6, which includes Aurora, Brighton, and Centennial. Retailers in Denver are shedding space as the coronavirus pandemic drags on. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
More than 660,000 square feet of empty retail space became available to rent this year, according to a new report from property brokerage company CBRE. That's the most in 20 years. Businesses large and small are being forced to shut down. Consumers were feeling better about the economy as lockdowns eased over the summer, but the surge in new cases threatens the recovery. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Nearly 700 inmates at the El Paso County Jail have tested positive for COVID-19. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says it asked the Colorado National Guard on Sunday to help test more than 1,000 inmates at the jail in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.